Second point, nothing will remain hidden. Consider the accusation and scrutiny. The judgment sat and the books were opened. There will be two books, the gospel and conscience. In the gospel will be read what the accused should have done, and in his conscience what he has done. Each individual, says St. Jerome, will see what he has done. In the balance of divine justice, not riches nor dignities nor nobility, but works only, will have weight. Thou art weighed in the balance, said Daniel to Balthasar, and art found wanting. Neither his gold, says Father Alvarez, nor his wealth, but the king alone is weighed. The accusers will then come forward, and first of all the devil. The devil, says St. Augustine, will be at hand and will recite the words of your profession. He will charge us before our face with what we have done. He will state the day and the hour in which we have sinned. He will recite the words of your profession. That is, he will bring forward the promises we have made and afterward violated. He will recount all our sins, pointing to the day and hour in which they were committed. According to St. Cyprian, he will then say to the judge, quote, I have suffered neither stripes nor scourges for these men, unquote. I have suffered nothing for this ungrateful sinner, and to become my slave, he has forsaken you who have died for his salvation. He therefore belongs to me. Their angel guardians will also, as Origen says, accuse sinners. Each of them will say, I have labored so many years for the salvation of that man, but he has despised my admonitions. Thus, quote, his very friends will then despise him, unquote. The very walls within which he sinned shall bear witness against the sinner. The stone shall cry out of the wall. His own conscience will accuse him. Their conscience, says St. Paul, bearing witness to them in the day when God shall judge the secrets of men. Their very sins, says St. Bernard, will speak and say, quote, You have made us, we are your works, we shall not desert you, unquote. Finally, according to St. Chrysostom, the wounds of Jesus Christ will accuse the sinner. Quote, The nails shall complain of thee, the wounds and the cross of Christ shall speak against thee, unquote.